Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai, Shtabach Shemo. Chanukah Sameach. Chanukah, I want to start off with a vort before we get to the Sha'ar Tshuva. Mashu lichvot Chanukah. Tomorrow, by the way, not tomorrow, but Shabbat. Shabbat is an unreal thing. Shabbat, we have Shabbat. Ve'rosh Chodesh ve'Chanukah. Three Sifrei Torah. There is a Sifr Kabbalah, that's called Sifrei Chalut. It is attributed, we don't know for sure, but it's attributed to Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha, Kohen Gadol, Tana. And it says over there that there is a special hechal in the Shamayim that opens up only during the times of year when you take out three Sifrei Torah. How many times of year, maximum, can you take out three Sifrei Torah?
Three.
Uh-huh. What else?
Simchat Torah.
And one more. Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. When you have, what's Shabbat? You have Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Parashat HaChodesh. Three times maximum per year that you can take out three Sifrei Torah. So it's a tremendous Eit Ratzon. During Ptichat HaEchal.
It's possible
that
all three of those
are there. I don't know, I didn't work that out. But I don't want to tell yes or no. But,
so, are you implying you can take it out for no reason? Very bad?
We're talking about taking it out for the kriya. We're talking.
That's what I mean.
So just like right now in the middle of Chanukah, you want to do Simchat Torah and start taking out all the Sifrei Torah. And that's just weird. Anyway,
because
there's nisur titul sefer Torah shelo. I don't know. Suda shenom sapeket ba'aleha b'gezen.
Why?
Avav gezen, because it's yours and you need it for your meal. Baba Jun.
No
gezer. That's one of the Rambam brings down 24 levels of people who can't be chozer, not can't, but it's very hard for them to be chozer b'tshuva. One of them is a person who eats or drinks from a person's food when he needs the food for himself.
Rav is very good.
If it doesn't have a makor, it's not Jewish. Remember that.
Tarofing is born in Judaism?
No, I didn't say tarof. Baba. Yeah, I fronted it. Rabotai, in Judaism, everything has to have a makor. Gam ba'alacha, gam ba'agada, gam ba'musar, gam ba'derech eretz. Everything, even hanhagot, everything has to have a makor. That's the way it works. So I want to tell you, so this coming Shabbat, every Shabbat is special. But this Shabbat, now there's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that lichvod, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbat, you're supposed to be marbeh betavshilin lichvod Rosh Chodesh, which means, let's say you have a bunch, X amount of foods per Shabbat, whatever it is, lichvod Rosh Chodesh, another one. And when Chanukah falls out on Shabbat, od yoter. It's supposed to be malbe, od yoter. So this week you pull out all the stops. Also the gandhi and the burnt rice and the kubedes and the tires and the akol. Akol. Akol, lichvod Shabbat Shemo, big etratzon. I was listening to a shir last night. Amen. From Rav Berkowitz from Yerushalayim, so he said a beautiful thing. He said, you know, the Gemara even asks us, "My Chanukah." The Gemara asks, "What is Chanukah that we all speak about?" But he says, "You want to know what Chanukah is? What is the essence of the holiday of Chanukah? You know what it is? We light Nerot and there's Pesu Menisa and everything. What are we doing? We're celebrating a miracle. Yeah, Hashem makes many miracles." Hashem makes miracles every day, every moment of every day. So what makes this miracle more special than other miracles that Chazal designated a special holiday for this miracle? And he said something unreal. Yeah, we're celebrating the miracle. But what brought about the miracle? Listen carefully. He said, we are celebrating the fact that Am Yisrael, when they're pushed against the wall and their values are threatened and their Torah is threatened and their way of life, living in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torato HaKadoshah, when that's threatened, a Jew will go, Am Yisrael will go to all lengths. Nothing will stop them from standing up for their values and nobody can take it away from them. They're going to stand up. Sound familiar, Rabotai? What kind of generation do you think you live in? Your values are threatened. Your way of life as a Torah, in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. There's always these, yeah, what do you think? We don't have to go into great detail. Living in the state of New York, everybody knows that our values as Jews are threatened. And Baruch Hashem, we have all sorts of organizations in Am Yisrael, and the Aguda, and other advocacy groups for Am Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. But when a Jew, when his way of life is threatened, because like Sa'adia Gaon says it best, he says it in the Agdama of Sefer HaMitzvot, She'en umazo uma ela betoroteha. What makes Am Yisrael a nation? You know, in general, all the nations of the world, what makes a people a nation? In general, geography, right? Common geography. They share a landmass. They share a language. They share a culture, food, whatever. Am Yisrael, during 2,000 years of Galut, has none of the above. We don't have a common land. We don't have a common language. We certainly don't have common cultures. Yeah. What's the only thing that keeps us? And guess what? While all of the other big empires that had all these things, lands and languages and cultures and whatever, where are they now? Where's Bavel? Where's Rome? Where's Parasumadai? Where's Yavan? Where are they? You can only visit them in museums. You can go see their ruins. You can go see their history, but they're gone. Only Am Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, through 2,000 years of Galut, through all of the persecutions and all of the, you know, the massacres and all of these nations' attempts to annihilate us, after all of that, only Am Yisrael stayed. How do you explain that? We don't even have the common thread that the other big empires had to hold it together. But what's the secret to Am Yisrael's survival? The secret to Am Yisrael's success throughout the generations is only the Torah Kedoshah. Shtabach Shemo. Torah Kedoshah, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, chofes kol chadrei batayim. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishneh. We're celebrating Nerot, like the Gemara says, Hazahir baner havyan le benim talmidei chachamim. A person who's careful about Nerot, Rashi, Kadosh, and the Meiri both say, Ezen Nerot, Nerot Shabbat, v'Nerot Chanukah. A person who's careful with these Nerot, he's blessed with children of Talmidei Chachamim. Wow, shkoyach. Yeah, why? Because Ner is representative of the Torah. What does it mean, Zahir Baner? The Gemara doesn't say, Hamadlik et haner. You'll have children or Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says, Hazahir Baner. What is Zahir? If you're careful, what are you careful with? Not only just the lighting. You're careful with what the Ner represents. You're careful with the Torah and Mitzvot. You treat it with respect. You treat it with reverence. You give it kavod, you show that it's priority one in your life. Your entire life revolves around the Torah Kedoshah. From the moment you wake up in the morning until you go to sleep at night, everything from the second you open your eyes, modani lefanecha. The second before you close your eyes, kriyat shema al mita. Everything in your day revolves around HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torah Toh Kedoshah. What other religion, what other people on the face of the earth have that zechut garnished, lo kayam. Nachon? It's a big, big zechut. And when that's threatened, Am Yisrael stands up. We don't say, okay, we'll still be a nation just minus those values. We're not a nation without those values. We don't have the luxury. Because all those nations that have all the other stuff besides for the values, they just end up in the museum. Am Yisrael, you don't visit Am Yisrael in the museum. Anywhere you go in the world, you see Am Yisrael Chai V'Kayim Shtabach Shemo. In Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, North America, South America, Africa, and Australia, and Be'arba Kanfot Ha'aretz. That's one of the good things of Galut, is that the world gets to see Am Yisrael is everywhere. V'cha'asher ya'anu oto, ken yirbe v'chanifrotz. Yeah, like Rashi HaKadosh says over there, Par'o omer, pen yirbe. Paro said, he told the Mitzrim, torture them so that they don't multiply. And Hashem answered back, Beruach HaKodesh, what did he say? Bat kol yatzta ve'amra, ken yirbe ve'chen yifrotz. You try to minimize Am Yisrael, shtabach shemo. This is the pasuk in the Navi Yeshayah. Rabotai, you got to know pasukim. You got to know, you have a basic understanding and knowledge of Torah, Nevi'im, Uchtuvim. Otherwise, it's very, very, very difficult to understand Shas. You know how much easier it would be? I speak to people. Just have a short seder per day. Nevi'im uchtuvim. Let's assume for a second you know the entire Torah. Chamisha chumshe Torah, you have cold. Let's assume for a second. Okay? Huh? Naniach. Let's say. That's why I push people. If you have the ability to do so, be kore b'Torah. Besides for Shnai Mikra v'chatergum, not for free. And they should be machshiv, the Beit HaKnesset. If there's a Beit HaKnesset that you know, you can say, I know how to read b'Torah, even to take something minimal. Agon Rav Mazuz always says, he sends his bachorim from Kisra Hamim, very big daikanim, to read Torah and chazanim all over Eretz Yisrael, but he says, always take money, even a little bit. No, I want to do it to practice. No, take money. So that you only appreciate something that you pay for. Things that you get for free, you treat it as you don't treat it as fondly. So go try to find a place that needs. I mean, if you're in yeshiva, you're in yeshiva. Zeh mashu acher. But if you're not in yeshiva, find a place, find a minyan that needs a koreh b'Torah. You force yourself to master the chamisha chumshe Torah. Force yourself. The tov. You don't have to have the best voice in the world. Learn klalei dikduk. Learn basically the ta'amim, and go. Badai. That's on the list. Aval, mikol makom, try to push yourself. If you can push yourself to master the Torah, that's awesome. But even if not, have a short seder per day. A few minutes a day even. One perek. How long does it take to do a perek of Nevi'im Uchtuvim? Go through Nevi'im Uchtuvim. Go through Nevi'im Arishonim. Nevi'im Acharonim. Tre'asar. Go through the Ktuvim. Go through Hamesh Megilot. To have a basic understanding. And then you go. There's people who go their whole lives without ever having learned Tanakh. Or even, forget about learning, reading through it. You know how tragic that is? The Torah Sheba'al Peh is based on the Torah Shebichtav. So in order to fully understand Torah Sheba'al Peh, you have to have people sometimes read Psukim. How many times do Psukim come up in the Gemara? All the time. Kim'at, every daf and Shas has, there's 2,700, a little bit more, Dapim and Shas. There's, two-thirds of the Dapim and Shas have Psukim on it. And sometimes you don't know the context of the Pasuk, what's it talking about. I'm not even talking about the Agadatot. The Psukim, even that you learn Halachot from, what's it talking about? In Baba Kama. It's all learned out from Psukim. Ki av'ir ish sadeh ocherim. V'shillachet ba'iro. U'vi'ir bizdeh acher. Whoa. What is going on? People, just simple Psukim, learn down. Huh?
As those suggested learning Tanakh. Just like regular
art
school and
just
be good, or
with listen, depends how much time you have. I understand because of Sidra Yeshiva, you're limited. You don't have time. You can't conquer the world, but you can do like Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Kometz al yad yarbe, little by little. You can conquer the Torah one daf at a time. One pasuk at a time, one perek at a time, one paragraph at a time. I used to do it. In yeshiva, man, I don't know how long it takes over here. The truth is, but how long is tefillat lachash over here before they start chazarat hashatz?
Right, about 4 minutes
or
sacks there. It can vary.
Yeah.
Sacks there, it's like, give you anywhere between roughly 5 minutes.
Okay.
40
minutes.
The entire
offbeat
is 9 minutes and
40
seconds.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Anyway.
In the Mir Shiva, where I learned, so there was always, for every tefillah, tefillat lachash took 15 minutes. 15 minutes. So I used to have, now you're not supposed to, l'chatechila, the Ben Ish Chai talks about, you're not supposed to speak, even b'divrei Torah, between lachash and chazara. Bifrat lefi asul. You're not supposed to memapsik. Not only if you're shlech tzibur, but even if you're from the kahal. So I used to have a seder in limud. I used to go through masachtot, I used to Torah Nevi'im Uchtuvim, without reading, just with the eyes. That was my seder. A special seder of between lachash and chazara. That was you have to find moments during your day to capitalize on those moments. If you make a cheshbon, not in a bad way. I'm not talking about battling during seder. Battling during seder is a terrible, terrible avon. That happens to all of us, but you should know. The Gemara says in Masechet Chagiga that if a person is learning and he's mafsik milimudo to engage in dvarim betelim, ma'achilim lo gachalei retamim. La'olam haba, they feed him burning coals in his mouth for batala. But let's put that on the side for a second. Everybody battles. But I'm not even talking about batala during Seder. You know how much batala we have during the day, not during Seder? How much batala do we have? Think about it. Phone time, device time, stam random. I'm not saying you don't need an outlet. Bevadai you need an outlet. Aval ma? Cut down some of that batala time and utilize it for all these random things that you want to accomplish. You want to accomplish Torah Nevi'im Uchtuvim. You want to accomplish different things. Take 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, a little bit, you get it. It's a nasa. So anyway, Rabotai, it's very, very, very important to remember, Am Yisrael, we don't have the luxury of everything the other nations have. The only thing that holds us together, that was the vision, by the way, of Agaon Rabbi Meir Shapira Milublin, the Holy Rosh Hashiva of Chachmei Lublin and the founder of Daf Yomi. His vision, his dream was what? I always say it over. What was his dream? He told the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim told him, even though the Chafetz Chaim was a Gedol Ador, they announced it at a Knesiyah Gedolah, big meeting of Gedolei Israel in Europe. And Rav Meir Shapira was a young man at the time. The Chafetz Chaim said, he was very mechabedoto. When he walked into the room, the Chafetz Chaim stood up for him elokomato. He was old, in his 80s already. Chafetz Chaim says, I want you to announce the idea to Am Yisrael, because it was your idea. He says, no, ma'ani machaya, I'm young. He says, no, you're going to announce it. And his dream was, what was the point of Daf Yomi? That you can have Jews from all walks of life, from all different countries and continents and languages and cultures, and they share nothing but one thing, Torah Kedosha. They can, random Jews meet each other, and they're able to converse on the same Daf of Gemara. They're able to converse on Gemara, Rashid, Tosafot. You know how many times this happened to me? In random places, random. Weddings, airports, planes, some. You see a guy sitting, not because Rav or Rebbe, it's just, you see a guy sitting down, he has kippah and he's learning from a Gemara. Oh, you're doing the daf? You want to learn together? Oh, you're doing the daf? I have a question. I didn't understand something in the daf. Oh, is it Kiddush Hashem? It's a big, big mala. Yeah? No, I don't know the guy from a hole in the wall. But what? We're brothers and we're learning the same Torah. That's what we're doing the whole time. It's a big, big zach. And it doesn't, again, Daf Yomi is only one example. Daf Yomi is an example of that. The Torah, there's a big, big Torah out there. What do you think the point was of Parashat HaShavua? Parashat HaShavua is the same thing. Chazal, I heard from Arabim many, many times. A person's week has to be centered around Parashat HaShavua. You know that. Parashat HaShavua is, you see many times, and it's up to us, by the way, if you think about it, you look in the parasha, and you see how many things this week happened, like from the parasha. You ever notice that? Huh? Daf also. But it's a big thing. The Chachamim always wanted the Torah to be the focal point of our lives. It's like the sun in the solar system. Everything else revolves around it. You want to go on vacation? You have to find, well, I need minyanim. I need a kosher food. I need there to be a daf shir. I went last year on vacation with my, not vacation, I took the kids to Orlando. That's the Mecca of winter break is Orlando. Yeah, I do. Yeah, so, you know, so we went. And I've been going for a few years. Mm-hmm. So when we went there, they asked the people over there, you know, Chafetz Chaim is very active there. They have a Torah center in Orlando, so they're very active in putting together shuls and stuff like that. So they had asked me at the time, can you give the daf shir? I said, okay, I'm learning it anyway. And for the days that I was there, I gave a daf shir to people. Don't know these people from home the wall. No daknum. And guess what? You think, I could have done it. But I felt more comfortable at this stage in my life reading the Gemara. The Avaras Faradit, Gemara, Rashi, Tosafot Kacha. And kimat kulam, everybody was Ashkenazim. And they're coming, and they're listening, they're asking shaylas, and everybody's in their own pronunciation. But what? You see, the Torah is me'achedet al-levavot. The Torah brings everybody together. There are no differences. There's no Sfaradim, there's no Ashkenazim, Temanim, Hasidim. It's only the Torah Kedosha. Kulanu b'nei ishechad nachnu. This week's parasha. We're all the sons of Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Okay, this one's this Shevet, this Shevet. You think all the Shevatim were alike? Ma pitam. They're different. Aval ma? Anyway, so it's important. I remember also, went to Orlando. I remember this I always do, but I tend to remember events in my life based on the Dapei Gemara that they fell out on. That's how I associate. You remember we spoke about a certain book on Shabbat? So I associate events in my life, events, occurrences, smachot, certain things like that, to the daf that it fell out on. So I remember at the time, this was 2 years ago, my kids asked me to take them to, which one is in Orlando, World or Land? Disney.
World.
World? And the other one is Shama. Slacha. Yeah. Bekitzer, there's also two Universal, no?
Yeah. Orlando and
Hollywood. So they asked me to go to Disney. Okay, but said then. Problem with Disney is, first of all, preaches. So it's hard. Again, this is not halacha psuka go, because it's very difficult. Even in the winter, in Florida, it could be pritzut. You have to be very careful. In Manasa, I took off the glasses. Oh, so I took off my glasses. And then problem number two, the lines are endless, unimaginable. You stand on lines and lines and lines. That's the trip. You go stand on lines. I remember I did the daf Gemara Rashi Tosafot with three chazerot that day, standing on the lines. And I remember Disney World 2 years ago was Masechet Pesachim, daf to design. That's what it was. Yeah, that was the. I remember that's what it was. And then people look at me like, well, what's this guy like? He's facing a book, standing on line, and it was weird. And like, that's what you do. Yeah. Last year was Mo'ed Katan. Last year Orlando Mo'ed Katan daf Yutet. With deployed airbags.
Yeah.
No, the paramedic over there asked him, do you want to be treated? Do you want to be checked out? Says Chubam. Yeah. There's a pasuk in Mishle Be'ahavata Tishge Tamid. You know when you're in love with somebody, you just don't think about anything else. Nothing else matters. You don't eat. You don't sleep. You're just in love, and you know what I'm saying? You'll see that one day. That's called infatuation, not love. But Shlomo HaMelech writes, that's the way a person should be with Torah, and you see that by Gedolei Yisrael. They're just, nothing else matters. Only the Torah Kedosha. Only commitment to the Torah Kedosha. Maran Zichrono Berakha, about 10 years or so before he passed away, he fell off his bed, fell out of his bed, and he broke his back when he fell. It was a pretty big fall. And his attendant, for whatever reason, somebody actually, somebody slept in the room with him just to make sure that he's okay, whatever. But he was sleeping alone that night. He broke his back. He was in terrible pain. And he couldn't get up. So he thought to himself, he says, it's the middle of the night. Look, Maran Zichrono Berakha broke his back. He says, I can't wake up anybody. It's a gizem shena. People are sleeping. He broke his back. Excruciating pain. He says, no, I'm not going to do gizem shena. He says, but I also can't get up. So I'm not waking anybody up. It's the middle of the night. And I can't get up. As Ma'osim, what did he do? He pulled himself. He grabbed the side of the bed and the side of the nightstand. And he dragged himself on his back so that he can get close to the nightstand. On the nightstand, he had a few sfarim. He took one sefer off, and lakach et zekacha, with a broken back, in the middle of the night. The lamp was on, Baruch Hashem, and like this. For the rest of the night, I picked it up, and then they came in the morning. His gabai, his shamash, came in the morning. Rav Tzvi Chakaki saw him on the floor. He says, Rav, look at, he says, nafalti. He says, you know, I fell. But, say, why don't you call anybody? He says, no, rasiti la'ir af echad. He says, I don't want to wake anybody up. Az lamati. Where do you have people like that? Only by Gedolei Yisrael you see things like that. Only by Gedolei Yisrael, and there's stories upon stories upon stories, but they're not just Gdolim stories like, oh wow, but that's not me. No, they're Gdolim stories that we're supposed to take away from. Even a person can't get to that madriga, but the root of all is Am Yisrael. That's what the Chashmonaim taught us, Rabotai. Zeh. That's what Hanukkah is about. Don't give up your values for anything, to anybody, no matter what they offer you in return. And you say, wow, you're going to be cultured, and you're going to be part of society, and modern. No. I'm fully okay being antique. I love being outdated. I haven't operated, updated my operating system for 2,000 years. I'm good like that. That's the life of a Jew. That's what the Chasam Reim were fighting for. You don't touch the Torah Kedosha. Because a Yid without the Torah is a fish, not like a fish outside the water. He starts shaking a little bit, and then eventually, Allah. That's what a Jew is without the Torah Kedosha. But with the Torah, you can swim to the depths of the ocean. The whole ocean is yours. That's what it is, Rabotai. Chanukah Sameach. Shabbat Shalom. Chodesh Tov. We'll see you next week. Bezat Hashem. Kol Tov. It's nothing.